I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teenagers who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. This episode of Simple Acts, Big Impact, I'm speaking with Jillian Johnson, a high school senior from San Diego whose experience with receiving treatment for an eating disorder inspired her to create an incredible online community called Recovery Meetups. Jillian shares her story with honesty and insight and reminds us of the comfort and strength we can gain from connecting with others who share our struggles. My conversation with Jillian kicks off a series of episodes on which I will interview teens who are Call for Kindness Fellows through an organization called Riley's Way Foundation. Riley's Way was created to honor and remember Riley Sandler, a 9-year-old who passed away on the last night of summer camp in 2014. The Riley's Way Foundation was launched to empower young leaders to use kindness and empathy to create meaningful connections and positive change. Every year, Riley's Way hosts a Call for Kindness, offering young leaders the chance to participate in a dynamic leadership development fellowship and to win up to $3,000 in funding for a project that inspires kindness and strengthens their local, national, or global communities. Riley's Way envisions a future where kind leaders build a better world, and so do I. I'm honored to be a judge for the Call for Kindness program each year and thrilled to partner with Riley's Way to amplify and celebrate their Call for Kindness fellows, starting with Jillian, my guest on today's episode. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back. I am so excited to introduce you to Jillian Johnson. I'm going to ask her to tell us a little bit about herself and about her organization, Recovery Meetups. Hi, Jillian. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be on. Yeah, so a little bit about myself. My name is Jillian. I'm from San Diego, California. I'm currently a senior in high school, and I go to an all-girls school. Some other things I do outside of Recovery Meetups, which is the focus of our conversation today. I am a competitive cheerleader for my school, and I love to read and to study history and social science.
My daughter went to an all-girls school.
Oh, really?
Here in New York City.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called Spence.
Okay.
And I went to an all-girls high school.
Oh, my gosh.
As well. And I think it's a very interesting environment. I think it is super empowering for young women to just be amongst other girls and women and to not feel a sense of competitiveness with boys. I think that, you know, in this time when gender, we're trying to be a little less specific about gender, but there is something that's kind of nice about your ability to raise your hand and feel like, you know, you're going to be called on because you've got the answer, right? So that leads us, that's a good segue to tell us more about Recovery Meetups, the organization that you started.
Yeah. So Recovery Meetups just generally is a monthly Zoom meetup service where we connect different high schoolers from around the country to each other who are, you know, struggling or recovering from disordered eating. And that could also include, you know, comorbidities as well. And so through this system, we have a meetup mentor who is a, you know, kind of older or more community service oriented high schooler who leads a cohort of about 5 to 8 other students through, you know, kind of weekly meetups with each other. And during that time when they meet, the sessions are kind of split up into 2 sections. And so the first section is dedicated to an open process section. And what that essentially does, it is allows participants to kind of share openly, practice empathetic communication and listening, use specific skills or maybe tools that they think might have helped them overcome certain fears that maybe other peers are expressing. And then the second part of the meetup is dedicated towards a group initiative. So our group initiatives are aimed to reconnect participants and mentors as well to their different values outside of their recovery, which in turn, in my own experience, and I'll get into this later, actually helps strengthen your recovery. It encourages and boosts your motivation to pursue you know, recovery to overcome the voices of your eating disorder or different, you know, things that you're struggling with within disordered eating.
Absolutely. And you kind of alluded to this, but if you feel comfortable sharing, what was your motivation for putting this organization together?
Absolutely. Yeah. So actually, I underwent treatment for my eating disorder about 2 years ago during the summer. And this was, you know, I had been in kind of an outpatient setting for a while, but then I had to transfer into a partial hospitalization program, which essentially is a, you know, 5 to 8 hour daily program where you're with a group of other students who are kind of your age, and you're really there just to focus on your self-care and recovery entirely. And so I underwent that process, and obviously, as you can imagine, it was really difficult to accept at first, right? Being in the position of, you know, having my eating disorder be front and central in my life, and then having to challenge it directly every single day. And what actually ended up happening is that I really connected with the environment within the PHP treatment center for a multitude of reasons. One of them was because, and I wanted to mirror this within our meetup organization, was because of those open process sections and those abilities that we had to connect with other teens that were with me and, you know, in the milieu. And so that environment was something I'd never experienced before. And it actually ended up really helping me and motivating me and, you know, connecting to, you know, other teens who were struggling in the same area that I was. And so it really normalized, you know, eating disorders, disordered eating, and also, two more importantly, those recovery-minded behaviors. And so I wanted to take that, as well as, you know, during that summer, I really had to kind of experience and relook at the way that, you know, healthcare structured in the United States, as well as different social justice movements that were going on during that summer, specifically the Black Lives Matter protests, and how, you know, different calls for reexamining our criminal justice system were coming up all the time. And so it really, everything just kind of collided into this like beautiful arena of, you know, wanting to feel, you know, I'm feeling really called to take some of the experiences that I've had and sort of turn it around for others. And so I did that a little bit later in the fall. I was able to participate in a program called the Social Innovators Program through the University of Pennsylvania. And through that program, I was kind of focusing on different aspects of social entrepreneurship, learning how to, you know, go about finding an issue that you'd like to find solutions for and things like that. And from that came recovery meetups. And so, yeah, that's kind of the journey of how I got to where I am now.
No, that's amazing. And what is really important for everyone to hear is that this work grew out of your own personal experience, right? Something that you struggled with, something that you were able to receive treatment for, and that in the process of your own recovery, you wanted to create this same sort of environment for other teens. And I think you also really hit on something important, which is, I think everyone knows that if you can be with a group of people who are sharing your experience, it's actually so much easier to be vulnerable and to be honest, and you feel less alone, right? If you hear someone else sharing something that is almost identical to your own experience, and you've thought all this time, I'm the only one that feels
exactly
this way, right?
Yeah.
And it's, you feel less alone in that experience. That's true for people who are recovering from drugs and alcohol. That's true of people who are grieving losses, right? This is, those types of support groups, right? Which is what you're referencing, really are the most sort of supportive environment for you to figure out your own recovery and to feel less alone. What are some things that you, and I also loved what you said about being sort of inspired by social entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. which is actually a chapter in my book.
Oh, really?
Where I talk about, you know, what social entrepreneurship even
right.
is and why you should care
right.
and why I believe in my heart that you can do well in life and be successful and do good at the same time. And so I just love that you mentioned that, and that's how recovery meetups kind of came to be. But what were some of the things that you were sort of challenged by when you came up with this concept? So conceptually, you know, it's a great idea, but then you had to actually make it happen logistically. So what were some of the challenges that you encountered? What were some of the maybe surprises that you had, and how did you overcome those?
So it's funny you mentioned this, because I've had originally, when I intended to kind of target mental health, I knew going in to, you know, the social entrepreneurship process that I wanted to focus on mental health. However, you know, I originally intended on creating an educational program for different schools within, you know, high schools and majority high school and middle schools, and maybe help connect schools to different resources and outside contractors who can speak on the issues of eating disorders and how schools may exacerbate those issues. And then, you know, I found in trying to execute that I wasn't truly reaching teenagers, which is the real, you know, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And so, you know, if I want to normalize the idea of recovery, which is by itself, like you were saying, it's very, it's a tumultuous process that you feel consistently and constantly alone in. And so if I want to normalize that through having, you know, peer influence and a community, I can't do that through, you know, adult-led community groups and things like that. So that was one of the main, you know, concerns that I just had to turn directly towards. Okay, I just have to go out there and, you know, search for those who are like me. And so I had to do that through various platforms like Reddit and Discord and social media, and really just putting out my message for a while until I got some traction.
Sure, of course. Well, and I think that that's a really interesting point is, you know, I heard someone say once in a conference about social justice issues, they said, nothing about us without us, meaning you don't want to go somewhere and volunteer. If you're a person of color, you don't want to walk into a nonprofit and not feel like you are represented mm-hmm. among the leadership, mm-hmm. among the volunteers. And so in this instance, you know, you're talking about trying to reach teens who want to share this really important issue, this struggle that they're dealing mm-hmm. with, and you're not going to have adults sort of telling yeah. them how they're feeling or what yeah. they should, you know. And I love that you know, saw that right off the bat. Yeah. And then of course you had to be really creative in figuring out ways to reach teens. And of course we know that teens are technology mm-hmm. is it, mm-hmm. right? Social media mm-hmm. and other platforms. This is the way that we get traction. This right. is the way we get to teenagers. So logistically though, how would someone find out about you? Find out about Recovery Meetups if they weren't already sort of connected to your community?
Yeah. So as you mentioned before, obviously social media is a great place to go. You can find us on Instagram at Recovery Meetups. And on our Instagram, we actually consistently post lots of different links to sort of applications and, you know, interest forms and things like that that focus on what we do. So currently we are having, you know, a couple positions open to join our executive team. And what that means is, you know, you will come on our team, and we have current research positions open right now, which focus on a lot of that, you know, the social justice side of things, the policy side of things, how different food systems work within our own communities and nationally, which I have found to be very important and central within the discussion of eating disorders, as well as, of course, our general participation and mentor forms, which are really obviously crucial. They make Recovery Meetups what we are. And so we always are open for new participants if you're interested and, you know, maybe think that you would fall into those categories. We highly encourage you to apply, of course. And this also goes back to what you're saying in kind of the broader sense of just having teens involved, is that, you know, you don't have to be struggling with an eating disorder or disordered eating to really become a part of our community. We love, you know, allies of mental health issues, of disordered eating, really anyone who cares about social justice and social movements to be involved.
Wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And, I think, as you know, we are in the midst of a mental health crisis with our teens and our young people, which I think was well on its way up, you know, unfortunately was ticking upward before the pandemic. And then, of course, the pandemic just slammed us all in a way with depression and anxiety and social isolation and academic disruption. And so I really think that what you're doing is so important, especially now. Like, it would have been important 3 or 4 years ago, but today, when people, I think, are feeling very disconnected from each other, you are really, this is so, so critical. Well, I'm so glad you mentioned your Instagram, your Instagram handle, because that will all be in the show notes for everyone. If you had a magic wand and you could solve any world issue, any problem, any social justice issue, but it has to be unrelated to the one you just shared with us. So what is something else that you sort of think that you wish you could, you know, kind of magically make better?
I would love to improve and expand on reproduction rights for women and for members of the LGBTQ plus community. And to really hone in on the fact that, you know, a woman's existence, a woman's livelihood and right to happiness, as well as different members of the LGBTQ plus community, is not something that we can legislate on. And in fact, if we do, it should be to protect those rights. And sure. So if I were to wave a magic wand or gavel, I would improve the rights of women and LGBTQ plus members in our country concerning healthcare and reproductive rights.
Amen. Yeah. Amen to all of that. And I think it fits perfectly into what you are working on with Recovery Meetups, because I think a lot of women and I think a lot of people in the LGBTQ plus community feel isolated and feel alone, right? And so to be able to engage in conversation with others and with mentors and older folks who have experienced the same things as they have and have kind of come out the other side is so, so important. I think if we've learned nothing in the last some number of years in terms of mental health, it is that if someone is feeling badly, is that they need to reach out, and that we, as members of a caring community, need to reach out to our friends who are struggling and to folks that maybe aren't expressing
that they're having a hard time.
Exactly. Because they're not ready. And so if you sense that someone is struggling with something, maybe you asking them if they're okay or if they want to talk could really, you know, change their life. And that is so, so important.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to add too as well, if anyone out there is struggling, to visit the NEDA website, National Eating Disorders Association. They have multiple avenues to receiving help, whether it be virtual or via chat.
Oh, that's amazing. And I will absolutely put that in the show notes as well. Thank you so much for being with
us
today.
Thank you so much. Good luck. Oh my gosh, this was awesome.
Be well.
You as well. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Simple Acts, Big Impact. If you are inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter to a podcast. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing something really great in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others. And always, be kind.